A funny adventure at the airport. A funny thing happened to me a couple of years ago on my way back to England after spending some time in New Zealand with my old friends. I stopped over in Bangkok for a few hours before boarding the flight that would take me to Heathrow. I went to the ongoing passenger desk at the airport and the lady working there asked me, "Do you by any chance speak German?" I was surprised at her question. Why does she think I do? Maybe because of my German-sounding surname, Metzger. Actually, I can only speak a few words of German because I'm a member of a church choir and I've had a lot of experience singing in German over the years, but I couldn't say I can speak it fluently. So I asked what they needed. It turned out that they had a German passenger, an elderly gentleman, who had been removed from an aircraft for some reason I couldn't understand and was facing a long wait for the flight he was put onto instead. Of course, he was not happy with the situation and didn't speak either English or Thai. I was asked if I could possibly be his companion and chat with him for a while. As far as I remember, the next few hours turned out to be the most enjoyable time I've ever spent at an airport. My attempts to communicate in German were enough to get the two of us started, but were also unprofessional enough to attract attention from several other passengers who had little to do while they were waiting for their flights. Our group soon became an entertainment, a conversation in half a dozen languages about various air travel stories and experiences of all kinds. The better ones were translated for the sake of those who couldn't understand the original. The laughter, of course, attracted other passengers, and we became too big a group to stay together. So in the end, we began to form subgroups, speaking the same language so that we could more easily communicate with one another. Wolfgang, the original reason for the experience, was happy finding someone who did speak German finally and went off with him very happily, while the passengers around me continued the conversations, at that point in Spanish. I wish I could remember more of the stories I heard there.